This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So a brief word of explanation as we get going here today about Wall Street and the ride it took on this Monday. The Dow off 1,100 points at the low of the day. The Nasdaq down 4.9%. And yet, somehow, both finished in the green. The word of explanation I have to offer you goes like this. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe traders decided this was a buying opportunity because the Fed is still going to raise rates. The central bank meets tomorrow and Wednesday, by the way. The virus is still in charge. And, oh yeah, Ukraine. The headwinds, as they say, are still there. So, yeah, I don't know. As to the actual functioning of this economy, this is a week of data, today's dose of which is of American manufacturing, which it turns out may not be doing so well. The research company IHS Markit said today that growth in manufacturing output hit a 19-month low in January. Marketplace's Justin Ho starts things off.
IHS Markit says manufacturing output had been growing strongly throughout almost all of last year.
But that's just ground to a halt now.
That's Chris Williamson, chief business economist with IHS Markit. He says that's because a lot of workers have had to call out sick this month.
Staff absenteeism seems to have spiked higher with workers being laid low by COVID-19 or having to self-isolate.
And as a result, manufacturers have had to slow down, says Tim Fiore with the Institute for Supply Management.
You plan on building 100 parts tomorrow and you only have enough people to show up to build 90. And you promise those 100 parts to your customer.
This isn't just an issue on the factory floor. Fiore says workers are calling out throughout the manufacturing supply chain.
Whether it be a warehouse worker or whether it's a driver driving a truck. You had 15% calling out before, you now have 25%. In the end, you just don't have the labor to move stuff efficiently from point A to point B.
Meanwhile, demand for manufactured goods is still high. Retailers were already struggling to stock their shelves before Omicron hit, says Kathy Busjancic, chief U.S. economist at Oxford Economics.
Inventories have really been quite depleted. So that itself will still keep, a really strong pipeline for U.S. manufacturers.
That means factories aren't only going to need the Omicron wave to settle down. They'll also need to hire more workers, says Chad Moutre, chief economist with the National Association of Manufacturers.
Manufacturers are still struggling to be able to find the talent they need to be able to meet the demand that the public has in terms of, production.
Moutre says the manufacturing sector is still over 200,000 workers shy of where it was before the pandemic. Catching up, he says, may not happen until next year. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.